This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Derek Anderson will be our starter.
Just got to be ready at all times, and I was fully aware of what I was getting myself into coming here. Obviously not ideal, but, you know, we're going to do what we can.
Mike Danger.
Don't start Derek Anderson. Oh, we're starting Derek Anderson. Let's go. Great idea. Let's do it.
Gene Battaglia.
If you're the Colts, how do you prepare for Derek Anderson? Like, what tape are you going off of?
How or why?
How or why?
Why do you prepare for Derek Anderson?
Division on that would be just the wisdom behind what DA brings to the table.
Game five of the Dodgers and Brewers.
And a swing and a liner into center, a base hit. Kershaw will come in to score. It's 4-1 Dodgers.
The ALCS, game four.
Kimbrel deals, Bregman in the air, left field. Benintendi dives, and he makes the catch!
Hammers hockey.
That time Redmond, one tape shot, scores! Redmond hammers another one through. That one nailing the lower corner, and another power play goal for the Hammers.
Rochester sports leader, 95.7 ESPN.
Hey, thanks for joining us in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. I'm going to talk to Mike Rodak, ESPN, in a few minutes. Get the latest from One Bill's Driving. We got some great stuff to give away right now in the Sports Bar as well.
Yeah, this is coming up Saturday. The Friends of Strong. It's Friends in Strong, good taste in craft beer and food pairing. Takes place noon to 3 at Three Heads Brewing. That's the one on Atlantic Avenue. We've been out there before. They're good friends of the show. You enjoy delicious food from local restaurants, each paired with specially selected brews. It's going to be a lot of fun, and proceeds benefit patient care. There are going to be drawings, a silent auction. For more information on buying tickets to this event, go to our website, ESPNRochester.com. But right now, got a pair for you. For caller 5 at 454-ESPN, 454-3776. Caller 5 getting a pair of tickets to the Friends in Good Taste craft beer and food pairing event at Three Heads Brewing. That's this Saturday. Obviously, you got to be at least 21, and obviously don't call if you can't use these tickets. Caller 5 gets them right now, 454-ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Thank you for joining us this afternoon at AM 950 and 95.7 FM. Looking forward to another exciting Saturday of college football, including the Orange back in action, Gino.
Yeah, the Orange 12-20, the kickoff against North Carolina. Syracuse back home. It feels like forever. We've had a game at the Dome, but that's going to be this Saturday. 4-2 Syracuse taking on UNC. Our guest is head coach Dino Babers. Coach, we appreciate your time today. And, well, we didn't play last week, so what did the Orange do during your bye week?
I tell you what, this break, we had three things we wanted to do. We wanted to rest, okay? We wanted to condition, and we wanted to work on some little things to get better. And I think we accomplished all three things over the break.
You're only a few minutes away of play from being a 6-0 team on the season. I mean, what do you take out of some of those tough losses, the Clemson loss, the Pitt loss?
You know, it's so hard to turn a program that's been close, but hasn't gotten, you know, above board in that winning, with those winning seasons. And it just goes back to reinforce to the young men how hard winning is and how it comes down to a bunch of little things. And if you do a whole bunch of little things right, you'll have an opportunity to do something big in the game where everybody will say, well, this was the big play. And there really is, you don't get an opportunity for a big play if you don't do 20, 30 little plays to put yourself in that situation. And it just was a re-emphasis that, hey, this is how winners do it. We're winners. We're going to be winners. And we need to do these things, work on these little things, and continue to just chop wood And don't lift your head up. Just keep chopping. And we'll lift our head up when the chopping's done.
Head coach Dino Babers, our guest, Syracuse, back home this Saturday, 12:20, the kickoff at the Dome. One big reason, your offense. It's been fun to watch. Quarterback Eric Dungy making plays. I mean, some people have written that he deserves consideration of the Heisman. Coach, I know that's a long shot, but the question being here, how would you assess Dungy's play so far?
Well, I would tell you that he's probably our Heisman voter. He's the guy that controls winning and losing the most for us. I mean, we need him to play well. When he plays well, we have a chance to beat anybody, okay? If he's not having a stellar game, then it's really a tough contest for us. I think there's other players on the team besides him, but there's no doubt that Eric cast a big shadow when it comes to Syracuse football.
Syracuse head football coach Dino Babers, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Coach, what about your thoughts on the run defense? What can happen here to improve the run defense? Are we talking better tackling or changes personnel afoot? What's happening with the run defense on the other side of the ball?
I think you've started with the two key things. First of all, we need to tackle better. We have to tackle better. There's no way to get around it. There's no gray in that statement. And then if we don't tackle better, we need to change personnel because we've got to tackle better. And you just can't settle for guys missing tackles in those situations. I think that we've been in some really good schemes. I think we've been in some good situations. That's not putting it out on the players. I think it rotates around. A guy misses a tackle, then another A guy misses a tackle. And we've got to make those plays. You know, that's what it's all about, is tackling the football, getting your helmet on the football, getting your hands on the football, and from the other side of it, the offensive side of it, not giving the football away. When we've won the turnover battle, we've won the games. The two games that we didn't win the turnover battles. We've got to make sure that we stop the run, we run the football when we want to, and we win the turnover battle.
Head coach Dino Babers, Syracuse, back home against North Carolina this coming Saturday. One reason for the four wins, and I'm sure you'll agree, the special teams have indeed been special for your teams. This week, a special moment. You gave out a scholarship. I didn't even realize he was a walk-on, Andre Schmidt. How did Andre come to Syracuse, your place kicker, and this opportunity that he was presented to earn that position as the place kicker? And just overall, Dino, how much have special teams contributed to the success of your start?
Well, Coach Lustig handles our special teams, and he's doing a fantastic job for us. There's no doubt about it. Our special teams are highly ranked. Some people rank us one, but if they're taking roll in the top special teams, we're on roll call. That's for sure across the nation. You know, Andre came to us through our walk-on program, came down to us in Louisville. He decided to come to our place. You know, he worked all through the fall and kept kicking and kept making an impression on us. And, you know, he was just so consistently good that you just couldn't ignore him. And when he got onto the field, you wanted to see if he could do it underneath the big lights. He was able to do that. And obviously, based off of his kicking percentages on PATs and field goals, he's shown the community and the student body the same consistency that we saw during 2-a-days.
The 4-2 Syracuse Orange hosting North Carolina on Saturday, 12:20 kickoff at the Dome. Head coach Dino Babers, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Coach, what do we know about this week's opponent? North Carolina's coming in.
I'll tell you what, guys. Every week is going to be a dogfight. This team, when you look at them, I think their story's been written wrong. They go out and they play a Cal team in the first game all the way across the United States, and they barely lose a game that they should have won. Then they come back and they played Virginia Tech last week, where if their tailback would have held on to the ball with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, they'd have beat Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech. They get into a game with Pitt, who we lost to, and they find a way to beat them by 7 points. I mean, this team could – and then they lose a game that they're not supposed to lose. This team could easily be 4-2, okay, and we would be playing each other – with the exact same record. They're good, they're physical, they're talented, and when you come to the game, you're going to look at them, you're going to go, my God, they look bigger than us, because they are bigger than us, and these guys can really run. Coach Fedor does a really nice job. He was one of the hottest coaches in college football when he took that job in 2012, and he knows what he's doing. He's a good X and O guy, and he knows how to handle it. I think his last quarterback is playing for the Chicago Bears, if I'm not mistaken. So these guys run a high-power offense. it's going to be a good game. And their defense, their front four is really athletic. They're probably the most athletic front four we've faced so far this year. Well, outside of Clemson, let me back off. Clemson's got four NFL guys outside of Clemson.
All the opponents are going to be tough from here on out. So, Coach, what, you know, if you had to boil it down to, you know, a key or two for your team to win this game outside of scoring more points, what would you say would have to happen for the Cuse to prevail?
Win the special teams. We've got to continue to do that. Win the turnover battle. Win the turnover battle. Stop the run. And us being able to run the football when we have the lead in the fourth quarter to kill the clock.
Dino, we love having you on, and I'm so curious. You know, your job is insane. It's nonstop, and I'm trying to say this with a straight face, but I'm curious as to what you do in your spare time. I can't even say it. In your spare time. What do you do, Coach, to stay centered, especially during the frantic and hectic times of a college football season such as you're in right now?
I don't even know how to answer that. I mean, first of all, I don't sleep much. So, I mean, 4.5 hours, 5 hours of sleep is really good for me, continuous sleep. That's no complaint. And I basically think, research, ponder football 24/7. I guess my only peace is after a win on a Saturday, maybe, until I wake up on Sunday and start on a new opponent. I mean, you want a truthful answer, that's the truthful answer. Sorry.
We're all in for Syracuse football. 12:20 at the Dome this Saturday. North Carolina, the opponent. You know, go on out and support the Orange. Coach, we appreciate your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Dino Babers. Always great when he's joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia.
Imagine if the Orange go 5-2. Now, 6 gets you to bowl eligibility, but you just don't want to be in the bowl nobody watches. This team should get the 7 or 8, Danger, at this point.
Be great. A couple of tough games on the schedule. Well, listen, North Carolina is not going to be easy.
No, but this is one, if you're going to be a bowl team, you got to go get.
Yeah.
North Carolina State's going to be a little tougher. Louisville's not a pushover.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Could be tough. But it sounds like Coach is working feverishly. I'm just always so curious about, you know, college football coach, head coach. I mean, you hear the stories, the guys that don't sleep or the guys that sleep at the complex, or that, you know, they basically kiss their families goodbye for a good portion of the year while they do this, prepare for their next week's opponent. And it sounds like Dino Babers is that guy that eats, sleeps, breathes football.
Well, when we went to the Compeer luncheon today, I heard Bill Cowher speak, and that's the question he gets more than any other. You're going to come back. And the reason he said he won't come back is this, is that you go into coaching, there's only one way you can do it, and that's all in. You can't do it 40 hours. It's just not going to work. You're going to work your tail off to get any competitive advantage that you can. Otherwise, you're selling your owner, you're selling your players, you're selling everybody short. So to hear Dino Babers say, what are my interests outside of football? I really don't have any. That's how these guys are all wired, Danger. It's one lifestyle. It's a very narrow tunnel vision sort of lifestyle, but that's what makes them great when they can focus on this.
Are we talking the lifestyle of a head football coach or the lifestyle of a Buffalo Bills beat reporter, such as Mike Rodak?
Now, there's a guy. Here's a guy, Mike Rodak, that he's so big, Danger, he doesn't have 2 phones. He doesn't have 3.
4 phones, Rodak!
I think we're on phone 2, though.
All right.
Like, who would be on phone 1?
His lady friend, I'm guessing.
It would have to be it.
Yeah. All right. Well, if we're on 2 of 4, that's okay. I'll take that as long as we get some information on what's happening at One Bills Drive. ESPN's Mike Rodak joining us next in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Buffalo Bills football.
I'm counting on each and every one of you to play an important role in what we're trying to get done. And we'll do this thing together.
Every play of the 2018 season right here. This Sunday, the Bills travel to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. Coverage starts at 9 a.m. Kickoff at 1 with John Murphy, Mark Kelso, and Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northwest. Make the switch to Northwest Bank and get back to living. And by Selena Wynn Barnes. Injured? Don't wait. Call or text 8.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.